Sioux Lookout, the floodwaters do not seem to subside as more areas in Kietanung are flooding. The municipality of Sioux Lookout is taking action to protect people and property as water levels continue to rise. The pedestrian bridge at the Travel Information Center has been blocked off at both ends, and we are asking people to avoid the area at this time, explained Manager of Public Works and Infrastructure, Jeff Holly. As the municipality is prepared to deal with increasing water levels, with many sandbags on hand to respond to changing conditions, residents are strongly urged to pick up empty sandbags to protect their properties. Public Works Operations Manager, Matt Lalonde, adds, "We are working directly with residents impacted by flooding in low-lying areas and are providing targeted support. Lakeshore Drive is sandbagged, as the water is now level with the road. A section of Ethel Street is also closed due to water over the road at the far east end. Sturgeon River Road had a small washout at the first culvert past the hotels. We have temporarily repaired the culvert and have both lanes open again. We continue to monitor it closely, but it will likely be closed later today. Residents may visit our Public Works office from 7:30 a.m. until noon and from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sandbags can be filled at the 3rd Avenue Ball Diamonds, where sand will be available at no cost. There are no indications that highway access to the community will be cut off, as we have seen in other parts of northwestern Ontario. Staff continue to monitor the situation and will take proactive measures where necessary." Saul Mamakwa, MPP Kiewetanung, released the following statement calling for an emergency response from the provincial and federal governments to help communities in Kiewetanung and the northwest being severely impacted by flooding. "The flooding happening now in Sioux Lookout affects homes and businesses across the municipality. In Red Lake, their only access roads are still cut off by flooding, impacting their access to essential goods and services," said Mamakwa. "Now that the Victoria May long weekend has passed, government officials are warning camp owners and tourist operators up and down Highway 105 that there is no guarantee of safe passage. Those looking to find an alternative route may wait until the water lowers." Mamakwa continues, "I am calling on both levels of government to treat this crisis as an emergency and mobilize the resources needed to help the people of Kiewetanung and the Northwest now. There is no more time to waste. With walleye season now open, many are wondering about the status of the municipality's public boat launches. Currently, the docks in Sioux Lookout are installed or installed by the end of the day Friday, May 20, at the following locations: Boat Bay, Botham's Bay, Deception Bay, Sturgeon River, and West Hudson. However, due to the extremely high water, the municipality advises that these locations be used at the public's own risk."